A peak human rights group has accused the Indonesian government of fueling a campaign of hate against the LGBT community as the nation's constitutional court considers banning homosexuality. Human Rights Watch has found in the first 6 months of this year, the government and its ministers stoked an unprecedented attack against the group. In one case, the defence minister labelled LGBT activism as a proxy war on the majority Muslim nation, more dangerous than a nuclear bomb. Indonesia correspondent Samantha Hawley reports from the capital, Jakarta.
In eastern Jakarta, Nancy straightens her hijab. She talks of her progression from man to transgender woman. Why am I wearing a hijab? Because I wanted totality in my life, the 69-year-old tells AM. With this hijab, I can no longer act and do as I please. I need to be as feminine as possible. But she cannot pray at a mosque, and says she misses Friday prayers the most, a chance to gather in a group. Discrimination happens often. I experience that every day. In its latest report, Human Rights Watch says this year, discrimination has become far worse, sparked by the tertiary education minister calling for a ban on LGBT students, the defence minister claiming the nation is facing a proxy war more dangerous than a nuclear bomb, and one Indonesian mayor saying mothers should teach their children how not to be gay. Report author Kyle Knight.
It opened up this cascade and cacophony of anti-LGBT rhetoric at the highest levels of government that is going to take a long time to rebuild the security that LGBT people felt in Indonesia for decades.
And Indonesia's constitutional court is now considering banning homosexual sex. More than 40% of transgender people living in Jakarta are thought to be HIV positive. Lenny, a transgender woman, works to help them. If they try to make the connection with religious issues, then we will never get anywhere, she says. But remember, none of us want to be transgender. We want to be normal, like others. Lenny wears a hijab too, but to pray she drives to a mosque far from her home. Clothing change returns her to the man she doesn't want to be, before she can pray with the group. This is Samantha Hawley in Jakarta reporting for AM.